Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, one of the strangest speaking voices we have ever had on The Breakfast Show.
There are 340 pubs here, equating to 15 pubs per square mile. Number three is Bristol. It has 393 pubs, equal to 16 pubs per square mile.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Before we get down to merchandise business, I owe Anna an apology. Anna, I looked up at you in shock during the sport there, and you looked at me like, why are you looking at me in shock, like something had gone wrong? And no broadcaster needs that.
No.
It's because I thought I misheard you, and I thought you said Man City's hot boss, Pep Guardiola. And I thought, fair enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Chuck in a few personal opinions. Because I was going to say, get your claws out of Matt's guy, because Matt is all about Pep Guardiola.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit more into the Luton Town manager these days.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
He's been struggling, hasn't he? Because they didn't have 13 of their normal players.
Yeah,
but have you seen him?
I don't want the team to do well, but he is a hot
I don't want to start objectifying football managers, but come on, Rob.
Yeah. If you could give us one a bulletin, just rate, give us a rating for each football manager.
Let us know what he's up to.
Semi-attractive manager.
Anyway, so we're talking about managers being hot in the world of football. Anna, I didn't mean to drag you down to our level because I thought you said hot boss Pep Guardiola, which you obviously did not. Okay, merchandise time. I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show. Matt Dyson made our dreams come true when he bought us the top 10 biggest Wickses in the UK. This is what went down. Listen very carefully.
And at number one, with BWE, Big Wicks Energy, serving the DIY needs of the good people of across a whopping 58,430 square feet. It's the behemoth that is Wicks.
Oh,
a deserving champion at the top of this list.
Now, first of all, you can check out the brilliant video across the Absolute Radio socials. It's also on Matt's X. But to win yourself an Absolute Radio mug, tell me which part of the UK has the biggest Wicks energy. Is it Cleethorpes or Edmonton?
Ooh.
So it's your name, an A for Cleethorpes, B for Edmonton.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is a mugs game, which basically, for any newcomers, involves us taking a clip from yesterday's show, bleeping a bit out. If you can identify from two options what we've taken out, you can have yourself a purple Absolute Radio mug to call your own. And playing a mugs game this morning is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, gang. How are we?
Very good, thanks, Rob. Great having you on the show. Nice and perky for 6:50 and 29 seconds. Excellent work, Rob. So, let's get down to business, shall we? Yesterday, in the social ammunition, Matt Dyson bought all of our dreams and he made them a reality by giving us the top 10 biggest Wicks stores in the UK. Now, is the biggest one in Cleethorpes or in Edmonton, Rob?
Well, I'm off there. I'm on my way there now. It's Edmonton.
Oh, on his way to Edmonton. Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
And at number one, with BWE, Big Wicks Energy, serving the DIY needs of the good people of North London across a whopping 58,430 square feet. It's the behemoth that is Wicks Edmonton.
Yes, Rob!
Champion at the top of this list.
You've done it. Well done. The merchandise is yours. Thank you for tuning in on Absolute 80s and have a wonderful day ahead, Rob.
And you guys, take it easy.
Nice one, my friend. Well done. Tomorrow, well, let's keep it Wicks-based, shall we? Because early doors, we've got your chance to win a Wicks gift card worth £250. It's not just Edmonton you can use it in. You can use it online. You can use it in any of their stores up and down and around the UK.
Have you ever been to the Edmonton Wicks?
I'm going there after the show, mate.
It's such a lovely
I've got a table
spot
for two booked.
It's just off the North Cirque, bruv, as you know. Ravenside Retail Park, on the banks of the River Lee Navigation. It's a beautiful spot.
It
and
is
just
beautiful.
So massive.
Yeah, and you know, we're all going to go there for lunch afterwards, which is so nice.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We sit back, relax, sip our coffees and let Matt Dyson bring us the social ammunition.
Yes.
So Matt, this is effectively the comings and goings across all social media platforms.
Yeah.
People send you things that should make the social ammo
they
segment
do. Yeah, yeah.
In their droves.
So many people have sent me that kebab shop in Wales that sing songs that's getting out of hand, so please stop sending them.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
No, peace and love.
Please stop sending them.
Peace and love. They
peace
will
love.
Get binned.
Anyway,
the great news is this morning, social ammo favourite Nicolas Cage is back. Oh, he's been trending again. Who could forget the time he turned up dressed as a shortbread tin to a film premiere? It was social ammo gold.
I really like shortbread. And whenever I'm in England, I go get a tin can of shortbread. And I was feeling kind of happy, kind of like I was biting into some shortbread. So tonight I wanted to dress like I was a can of shortbread.
That was amazing. What a lovely tartan suit it was. Just the way he says shortbread.
I really like shortbread.
I'll never forget the way he says shortbread. No one else says it like that. Anyway, he's back in the headlines.
Why?
Because, well,
not moved on to a different type of biscuit.
No,
has he?
Not moved on to a different type of biscuit. He's been talking about his earliest memories in life, and he's been on The Late Show in the States, and he said that his earliest childhood memory was from his mother's womb, and he reflected on the experience, saying he can remember being in the womb, seeing faces, sort of dark, shadowy faces, and feeling vocal vibrations.
I once ate so much shortbread that I felt like that as well.
Exactly.
That was my Easter weekend.
Surely you can't regress that far. No one's earliest memories start in the womb.
If there are any aficionados on this topic listening right now, get in touch at 8, 12, 15. Yeah. Is it possible to remember being in the womb?
Yeah, and get in touch with your womb memories. If you can remember just sitting there twiddling on your umbilical cord. Remember those happy days? It was a great time.
Yeah, get in touch with those as well. The number's the same, 8, 12, 15.
But I'm sure most people can't remember. I think it's physically impossible to remember that time.
Yeah.
It's blanked out.
I can't even remember what I did last week.
Oh, exactly.
Right there, boy. Show me this.
He's back. And then we've got another top 10. And now I thought we'd moved on.
I thought
after
Wix
the Wix
was the end
one,
of this.
But look, they just keep coming. There's so many.
What have we got now?
This is this was emailed to me by a guy called Sam Robinson.
Morning, Sam. Sheffield.
Areas of the UK with the most pubs. So, I mean, it's a good top 10.
People are going to want to hear
it's
this.
A big
people
top
are going to want to know.
Talkability.
So areas in the United Kingdom that contain the most
pubs per square mile, right? So I'm only going to give you the top four, but the top ten, it starts with Dudley is at 10, Southampton at 9, Nottingham at 8, Manchester at 7, Dundee in Scotland is 6, a very small concentrated number of pubs there. Norwich is at 5, and here is the top four pubs per square mile. By the way, the AI voice they've gone for in this is just really weird.
The most pubs per square mile in the UK.
What the hell is that? What the hell have they done that for?
The most pubs per square mile in the UK.
Really weird.
At number four is Brighton. There are 340 pubs here, equating to 15 pubs per square mile. Number three is Bristol. It has 393 pubs, equal to 16 pubs per square mile. In at number two is Liverpool. It has 474 pubs, which is 18 pubs per square mile. Number one is Portsmouth. There are 263 pubs, equaling a beautiful 19 pubs per square mile.
Why did you not give us more warning about the voice?
The voice is distracting.
You're focusing on the voice rather than...
I know.
Stop hearing
it's
the voice.
It's very distracting.
What is the voice?
Pubs.
That's going to be my new impression. I'm moving on. Sean Bean, done. Bang, done. I'm doing that guy from
it's
now on.
It's so weird. It's such a weird AI English voice.
I don't know what he is. There's a slight element
of Cockney, but not much.
He
it's
does
weird.
Go slightly Cockney,
yeah. It's strange, but yeah. Portsmouth.
It's like a Cockney Nelson Mandela.
It's really
like shortbread.
Oh, no, that's not him. This is him. Here he is. That's not the AI voice. That's the real deal.
The most pubs per square mile in the UK.
He also sounds a bit posh.
Yeah, he does.
And there's a hint of Chris Eubank to him as well, I think.
The most pubs per square mile.
He's got it all.
The most pubs.
Number four is Brighton. There are 340 pubs.
He's all over the shop, let's face it. But yeah, distracting from the top ten. But well done to Portsmouth.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So if you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, the AI voice is possibly Terry Tibbs from Phone Jacker. Thank you for all your messages. And again, thank you for all your messages. No, Nicolas Cage definitely can't remember being in the womb. So that's everyone up to speed at 16 minutes past 7.
One womb memory come in. That's good. So that means you definitely can't. We can put that to bed.
We can put it to bed. That's what I just did. I was just trying to put it. Yeah, it's done. Nicolas Cage, it's not true, is it?
It's not true.
He's making it up. Admire your love of shortbread. We respect you as an actor.
Exactly.
But it's simply not true. So tomorrow, get this, it's going to be our last day. that we broadcast from the legendary number one Golden Square, yes. just at the top of Carnaby Street in London. We're packing up and moving to our brand new studios. Little caveat here, when they said we were going to pack up tomorrow on Friday the 5th of April and move to our new studios, I presume they meant they'd wait until we'd finished, but they've just actually packed up everything around us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we really are broadcasting to you from a ghost ship.
Yeah, it is. It's like we're just drifting through space, the only people left here.
Yelling into the void.
No spoons, no nothing.
Spoons.
There's
That's
no
the
spoons.
Worst part.
There's no spoons, there's no chairs, there's no photocopiers. They've closed a load of the loos. Yeah, they've turned the air conditioning off, the heating off. It's all gone.
Whole floor's closed.
It's all gone. So we're looking forward to our first show from our brand new, very swanky studios on Monday morning. We will be live from 6 a.m. Now, tomorrow, to bid a fond farewell to number one Golden Square, the final hour of the breakfast show will be a host of familiar voices from the Absolute Radio family, past and present. And these voices will be sharing some of their favourite memories and live tracks from across the years that we've been in this building. So you'll hear music from the likes of Paul Weller and Blur and Sinead O'Connor and Simple Minds and Florence and the Machine and Coldplay and loads more. That's happening from 9 here on The Breakfast Show.
Some old
show.
Friends coming back.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. And then on Monday, we are going to be live from 6 a.m. from the brand new studio, which for the first time we got to have a fiddle with yesterday. Now, if you head over to my socials, both on my X and on my Insta, you can see me just trying to get to grips with the new technology.
The key things, yeah. Make the sure things. The key things are the key working. Thing.
Basically, I wanted to see if this would work in the new studio.
Slash his hands.
And it does, so we're it fine. Does. It's absolutely
you,
fine.
We're fine.
Then I was like, oh no, but what about
Adamant's hands?
And it was fine as well.
That's
so we're good.
As well.
We're yes. good for content.
We're fine.
As of next week. However, I would be shocked if by 7 a.m. on Monday morning, some of the following aren't trending. Hashtag tech fail, hashtag you don't know what you're doing, hashtag radio fail, hashtag pray for Dave, hashtag has this guy ever done a radio show before, hashtag are you okay,
yes,
Dave?
Yeah.
Because it is so futuristic and so complex.
It's, yeah, it's like driving a brand new car that's very high tech. Yeah. And if you hear the Chumbawamba emergency CD coming on,
that'll
you,
be my fault.
You'll know why.
That'll be my fault. I mean, doing the buttons is complex enough as it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
But this thing is like next levels. We were in there for hours, weren't we, Anna?
It was great.
At one point, because Matt doesn't do any of the buttons and he won't in the new studio, I looked at him as my friend for support and I said, how's it going over there, Matt? And he went, yeah, nothing's changed for me. thanks a lot, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Oh, yes, here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Yesterday, we reached the dizzy heights of 3 out of 5, which was... Whew, yeah, very cool. Impressive
it's
stuff,
as good
guys.
As it gets so what, far this season.
Let me be the first. It's been tricky, though, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's been
yeah,
so
yeah,
tricky.
It has been tricky.
But hoping to go all the way and match 5 out of 5 with either Matt or Anna and win £5,000 in Stratford-upon-Avon, we have David. Good morning, David.
Oh.
David, are you there? David, can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay. So we've so David's got a dodgy line. What we're going to do is we are going to get David back on the phone and yeah. play 5 words, 5 grand with him. And we're going to do that next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And take two.
5 words, 5 grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Yeah, I remember you saying that before. Okay, joining us on line one is David. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dave.
Yay! We got him. We got him. David, it's great having you on the show. We're going to spin the random player generator and see who you're playing with this morning. Here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Matt Dyson okay. is in play. Matt, please leave the studio.
Good
but bear
David.
In mind, no wee-wee breaks, no getting yes. a jug of water. Because of the time constraints, we've got one song here.
Okay.
Okay? Get out of here, scatty man. There he goes. David, I'm going to present you with five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give, because shortly, in fact, after one song with a duration of 3 minutes and 19 seconds, I'm going to give Matt the same five words. And if he says the same as you, we can give you £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
Give.
Take.
Nice. Heavy.
Light.
Free. F-R-E-E. Free.
Choice.
Tinned. T-I-N-N-E-D. Tinned.
Ooh. Tinned tomatoes.
That's a good one.
Ooh!
That's very good.
Okay. And finally, David, the word is physical.
Attraction.
Very nicely done. Take light choice tomatoes attraction. They are your five words. Do stay right there because, as I say, the Scat Man is in play after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
As promised, Matt Dyson is now back in the studio and David is ready to try and get himself £5,000 on five words, £5,000. Good luck, David.
Thank you.
Matt. Give.
Take.
Correct. Heavy.
Light.
Yes.
Yes. So close to going with metal.
Of course.
But it's opposite.
I'm shocked that neither of you went with metal. Free. F-R-E-E, free.
Free. Time. No. Free what?
What a guttural growl from David there.
I don't know what.
Free choice.
Free choice. That's very...
Free choice.
Five words based, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the game you actually play and have done every weekday morning for 5 years. You remember that one? David was aware of it. Let's do the remaining words, David, because two out of five. You're teetering on greatness anyway. Tinned.
Tinned. Tinned soup. Tinned meat.
Tinned meat.
Can't be.
Spam.
Thank you, Anna.
I think if two people say spam at the same time, isn't it like a curse on the show or something? Do you like the Candyman? Spam, spam, spam.
What did David say to tin?
He said tinned tomatoes.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He's a classy lad, David. Don't drag him down
good.
To spam town.
I'm just thinking.
That's me and you, David.
Look what I'm working with.
We are so spam town.
What about physical?
Physical. Education.
Oh,
what did he
it's
say?
Tough. Attraction. David's got it all. Oh,
David's much better.
He's got a free choice. He's got tinned tomatoes. Physically, he's attractive.
There will be people out there that match five with me. There will be people that match five with David.
That is true. What it does mean is we have another two out of five. Dave, it's been a pleasure getting you on the show. I'm so pleased we managed to sort that out and wishing you a happy day ahead.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, nice day. One, man. Take care, David. It means we're playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go at five words, £5,000, call us right now. 0330-123-SPAM.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Come along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the purpose of our latest adventure together is to unearth, and if you're hearing this for the first time, well, pull over if you're driving, is to unearth a record-breaking kid. Now, soon, here on the show, we will begin our search for the golden child.
Yes.
But at the moment, and since the beginning of the week, we have been asking for your help to create a bespoke world record for the chosen one, to actually go and break in the studios here in London. Now, as always, you have been sublime in your creativity and with your ideas. Please do keep them coming. What would be a great record, whether you've seen it done before, whether you're an adult, whether you're a child, whether it's something totally bespoke that just popped into your head, keep those ideas coming to 8 12 15. And having done just that, joining us on line one, we have Lenny. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning.
Welcome along morning, to the team. Show. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. So, Lenny, we like your idea for a brand new world record. Would you mind telling everybody what it is?
Okay, so my idea is that we select schools throughout the country to send in their clothes for one child to put on as many clothes as they can in 5 minutes while shouting out each school that they have got the T-shirt or the clothing from.
Wow! Okay, Lenny. Wow. So, you're thinking, are we talking school uniforms here?
School uniforms, yes.
Yes.
So, okay. Schools from around the UK send in an item of their specific school uniform into our record-breaking golden child, who must put on as many items as he or she can in 5 minutes while shouting out the name of the school that the uniform has come from.
Yes, indeed. I think that would be a fantastic idea.
Yes. I think with jumpers, I don't think we could do ties. That would take forever. So
ties would take too long.
That's
but yeah.
Impossible.
Sweatshirts.
Yeah, I think jumpers, sweatshirts, blazers, perhaps.
Okay.
And then they'll end up looking like the Michelin Man, presumably, at the end of the 5 minutes.
Lenny, you're perfectly placed to come up with a world record attempt idea for a child, because how many kids have you got?
I have six.
Six
Whoa,
kids?
Amazing. We'll get all the uniforms from you then. That's great.
So your eldest is Ben, who's 25, down to Thea, who's 14 months.
Wow.
Indeed, yes.
Oh, lovely. So who do you think would be best suited to try and break a world record out of all of your kids, Lenny? I'm asking you literally to pick your favourite child.
I don't have a favourite child, but it would definitely be Charlie, because he would definitely be up for it.
Charlie, how old is Charlie?
Charlie's almost nine.
Almost 9 years old. Listen, Lenny, send our love to that big old family of yours, and thank you very much for the excellent idea. We'll put it in our pile.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lenny. Have a great day, man. Speak to you later on. Excellent work from Lenny, and it's exactly the kind of thing we are after. Keep your ideas coming to 81250, or you can email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave. How about most sweets balanced on a child's forehead?
Oh, interesting.
What an opening gambit to a text. My child Harry thinks he holds the world record.
Wow.
I'd like to wipe the smug look off his face.
Wow, fighting talk. Yeah, I suppose if you did Frutella or a chew that's wrapped in, you'd be able to get a lot of
them. Oh, on the waxy paper.
Balanced, wouldn't you? A lot of them balanced, but just random sweets.
Oh, you think that they're talking in a tower?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, most you've upped the game. I think they just mean across the surface of the spam. It's called a spam! Why is it with spam now? I can't believe it.
It's everywhere. It's
everywhere. Happening all the time.
Is it not just on their head and they have to walk?
Oh, right.
Oh, and you're adding walking into it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Morning, Dave. How about the most sweets balanced on a child's forehead? Yeah. So I think they just put their head back, like they're having their hair washed at the hairdressers.
Yeah.
And then we just put loads of sweets on their forehead.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So
but you're saying you'd like to stack them up and you want them to walk like in a crabbed
tower of
fashion.
Chew-its. Yeah, because I quite like, but I was quite good at balancing fidget spinners on my forehead and nose back in the day. Well, I say back in the day, when they were popular.
When did they come out?
They were popular about 7 years ago.
It was about 2016. Yeah. Back in the day.
It was
day,
a golden
indeed.
Era of fidget toys.
Dave, how about the most random buttons pressed in 1 minute in a live radio studio by a 10-year-old from Chuggy?
Wow, that's what will be happening on Monday.
That's just us next week.
I fear. We're live from our brand new studios on Monday for the first time. Yesterday we went and had our first little fiddle with all the buttons and...
Yeah.
Hashtag pray for Dave.
That's a good idea, though, from Chucky. I like that.
How many Skittles can a child fit in their mouth?
Yeah, similar.
Asks Jack.
Yeah, similar one, and then try and speak, yeah.
My daughter Sophie, who is 11, could set a world record on the longest continuous monologue on Greek mythology.
What?
She could speak for hours on the subject.
Amazing.
That's from Lauren. But Lauren, could your daughter do it in front of an audience? Is public speaking her Achilles heel?
Thank you. That's lovely.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Can she do it while she's balancing the sweets on
her? Oh,
let's,
wow. That's
what, just
true.
Bring all these world records together?
With loads of Skittles in her mouth as well. Come on, surely.
It's great.
Not.
Stack sweets, spam and Greek mythology. What a show it's been so far. Listen to this idea from Graham. Yeah. I'm going to keep the applause going because I just love, I live for the applause. As children are super fast at typing on their mobile devices, how about a speed challenge in putting certain paragraphs into their phones to see who can complete it the fastest?
That's a good one.
The fastest. But we would turn off predictive text so there'd be no cheating.
Right, OK. Yes, that's interesting. That's a good idea.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Whilst walking with sweet stacks on their heads, talking about Achilles. So that's what we're after. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15. We're going to find the record, and then here on The Breakfast Show, we're going to find the golden child who is hopefully going to break that record.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the only breakfast show on planet Earth that is one set of talking bits, talking bits, talking bits, but with 9 different playlists. You can effortlessly skip around in the free app on your smart speaker via DAB radio. It's all going on. And a nice way of examining some of the songs coming up across the network as part of the No Repeat Guarantee, which I will be launching in 25 minutes' time, is Blind Ranking. So, it's kind of Matt versus Anna.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just it's total harmony. We don't know yet.
Yeah,
maybe you'll just completely agree.
We were in harmony yesterday.
Yes, we were.
You were. I'm going to give you 3 songs that are coming up across the decade stations. Now, I'm going to play you the first song, and you have to put it in first, second or third place.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to hear the next song along before you do that. And then you're going to see if you're happy with your top 3. And the first song I bring you this morning is playing as part of the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio 10s. It's the Wombats in Tokyo.
Do you love the Wombats?
But do you love them first, second, or third?
I think I'm going to go first. I've courage in my convictions. Putting the Wombats first.
Opposite.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, really? What have you got against the Wombats?
I mean, nothing particularly. I just think there might be better. I'm holding out.
Oh, well, okay.
So Matt's put them in first place,
yes.
Anna in last. Next up, coming up on Absolute Radio Noughties, Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm. I like this song. Happy to put it in second.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You 100% sure?
I think so, yeah.
Fall Out Boy goes second. Anna?
I'm in agreement. I'm going to go second.
Okay.
So, for the first time ever, the next song we're about to hear, which, by the way, is coming up on 90s, is going to be Anna's favourite song of the three and Matt's least favourite song of the three. Shall we find out which song it is?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Oh,
yes.
TLC.
I won this.
It's TLC, No Scrubs. Anna, first place?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Matt, do you like Fall Out Boy more than TLC?
Nah, in hindsight, no. But, oh well.
Well, the whole point of this exercise is that the choice is completely yours. Go on, enjoy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just after 9 is shout-out time, but of course, you have to work for them. We like to get that grey matter in your brain a-tickling. And today, it's all about puns and wordplay. It's all about the smash. Now, this has been brought together because tangerine peeling could be a kids' world record.
Yes.
As suggested by a listener, we like it as an idea. We could see one child peeling as many tangerines as they can and being rewarded a Guinness World Record.
5 seconds per satsuma, we reckon.
That's what we were doing the basic maths on it. Plus, we heard today that legendary actor Nicolas Cage claims he can remember being in his mother's womb. So it's fruit versus movies.
Ah, fruity films. Love it.
8, 12, 15. Now, I get bonus points for this, and I know that because I invented the rules. Because I've got Rita, Satsuma and Bob too.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
80s classic.
What lychees beneath.
Ooh,
that's very
nice,
good.
Thank
nice.
You, Anna. What have you got over there, Matt?
Plum and Plumber,
very good.
Obviously. Yeah. Cantaloupa and Babe Fig in the City.
Lovely work, Matt Dyson. Anna Geary.
I've got The Date Gatsby.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant.
Nice.
My, this was odd. My Fig Fat
Greek wedding.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you attempted to say that out loud, not me.
And another odd one, Lassie Plum Home.
Lassie Plum Home.
Lassie Plum Home.
Of course.
Amazing.
It's hashtag fruity films. It is fruit versus movies. 8-12-15, that's the number. So send your wordplay that way, but also include your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're up to right now, or the names of the people you'd like me to shout out to.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just after 9 is shout-out time today, and to earn a shout-out, well, you needed to do some wordplay. You needed to bring together two different topics, and this morning it was fruit versus movies. This is about kids peeling tangerines, Nicolas Cage being in the womb. Don't ask. If you missed it, just don't
listen
ask.
To the podcast.
Anyway, we've got Grape Expectations from Henry in Margate. We've got Jack Peacher from Wayne in Warrington. My Pear Lady from Jane in Wigan. Spider-Man Go from Josh in Peterborough. Walk the Lime from Susie in Leeds. Comquat We Do in the Shadows. It's fine work from Tom in Liverpool. Dude, Where's My Avocado from Elliot in Manchester. And finally, from James in Reading, The Prunies. Which I really like.
Amazing.
Very good, James.
Work.
What have you got over there, Matt?
On X, we've got Mango Unchained from Robert Fellows. Tony Moore has gone for Kumquats Eating Gilbert Grape, which is lovely.
Oh, it's
work.
A double whammy.
Also, a shout out, he says, to all the Garibaldi Reds around the world. That's nice, isn't it? Pipless in Seattle, says Dave Bailey. Oh. Or he also gives us the option of Sleepless and Ate an Apple. I'm not sure which one's best.
The first one.
I'll leave you to work out. Elsewhere, Pip Fiction has come in from Mace, who's doing some plastering at the moment, and Will in Portsmouth suggests two good ones, Lord of the Pineapple Rings and Planet of the Apricots.
Very nicely done, everybody. That is fruit versus movies. Done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for the Thursday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in and, of course, joining in. The brand new edition of the podcast, well, it's going to be out and about in a moment's time. But Matt, before we send it off into the world, it needs a title.
Yes.
Shall we name it, I Once Ate So Much Shortbread That I Could Remember Being in the Womb?
That was based on Nick Cage in the Social Ammo this morning.
The Cockney Nelson Mandela with a hint of you, mate.
Very strange new AI voice on a TikTok top 10.
There's no spoons.
Not the pub, the actual cutlery to eat with in this building.
Spamming spam.
Yeah, we inadvertently got prompted a lot of calls to the spam help desk somehow on 5 words, 5 grand. I'm not sure. I do like the Cockney Nelson Mandela with a hint of Eubank, but I think maybe spamming spam has a nice ring to it, Dave.
Matt, it came from your very mouth, and I think it is the work of genius. So therefore, spamming spam is the name of the brand new podcast. You can get it wherever you get your pods. So Leona Graham, she's going to be here next on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia and those details that you need to win £250,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, but stay entertained. Arrivederci.